Half of people attending hospital emergency departments around the country at the moment are there because of flu symptoms. The overall trend for the 12 months to November is up on the previous year. This was Minister Simon Harris after a meeting of the HSE's winter oversight group in the last hour or so.
What is very clear this year is that the flu has come to Ireland much earlier than the past, and in fact has even exceeded the peak level for which it reached in 2018 at this stage already. It looks like it's come a lot earlier and therefore is likely to peak a lot earlier, and we would hope over the coming weeks to begin to see flu levels reduce in our country. But there's no doubt this is going to put significant pressure on our health service, and I want to thank our frontline healthcare staff right across the country, in our hospitals, in our community settings, in our social care settings, our GPs, our pharmacists, everyone who's working today, and indeed everyone who's been working right throughout the Christmas period to provide excellent care to people who are sick. I think we're seeing roughly 50% of people in our emergency departments today with the flu or flu-like symptoms. So obviously that puts a significant pressure in terms of trying to provide isolation spaces.
And that was Minister for Health Simon Harris in the last hour or so. Our reporter Laura Hogan was at that press conference. And Laura, presumably while many of us were enjoying Christmas and the festive season, the emergency departments around the country were seeing a increases or many people presenting with flu symptoms. What more did that press conference reveal?
Yes, Christopher. Well, as you just heard there, the flu is here much sooner than expected. And the HSE does expect it to stick around for at least another 5 weeks or so. It has peaked at a higher rate than last year. And it may have already hit its peak for this flu season. Now, some figures that we heard this morning at the meeting of the HSE Winter Oversight Group was that so far this winter season, 18 people have died as a result of flu, and 100 people so far this year have died from flu. Now, half of the people we heard today are in our emergency departments around the country are there because of flu or flu-like symptoms. Now, not all of those people will need to be admitted into hospital, but they will need the help of doctors and nurses there. Now, the advice that we heard today from the HSE today is that the vast majority of people who have the flu or flu symptoms can stay at home, and they should be getting plenty of bed rest, staying warm and staying hydrated. But they said today that if after 5 or 7 days, that's when the worst of the flu is, but if after that period of time their symptoms worsen, then they should contact their GP. And other things to watch out for in terms of worsening conditions or when you might need to present to an emergency department are not being able to go to the bathroom, or if you become confused or agitated. Those are some of the warning signs.
There was also talk at this press conference about the flu season arriving early. Is there any hope that the flu season might also finish early? You say it's perhaps going to be around for a while.
Yes, the HSE said that around 5 weeks from here on out might be the projected time that the virus will be sticking around for. So people do need to be cautious over the next couple of weeks. Think, you know, basic advice like using a tissue, disposing of it, washing your hands if you're sneezing, that type of thing to prevent the spread of infection. Or if you do have those symptoms, to avoid, you know, meeting with vulnerable groups like the elderly or small children, that kind of thing will keep the virus at bay. We also heard today from the HSE that the vaccination rate for this flu season is up by around 50%.
There was also talk of trolleys and trolley figures, with the number of people presenting in EDs in the year to November 2018 up by 2.5%. There was some discussion of that.
Yes, overall, those presenting in emergency departments since November of last year, up marginally 2.5%. Half of patients have been seen over the last year in 6 hours, but 95%, the HSE says, have been seen within a 24-hour window. And in the year from November 2018 to present, 102,700 patients waited on trolleys in hospitals around the country. Those are the latest figures that the HSE have been able to provide us with today.
Laura, thank you indeed for that.